Where's me jumper? Oh, it's in the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Hey, this is DJ Frederick. Happy Sunday. And you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, a freeform blend of bottom shelf curios and playlist anarchy, from easy listening to folk, from jazz to rock, and a diversity of music from the turning of the 20th century to the present. To start off the thrift shop this week with something a little bit different, celebrating some radio history. an old-time radio show that I absolutely love. We're going to hear the first episode of The Les Paul Show, which was broadcast on the NBC network back in 1950. And if you've never heard Les Paul, you're in for a treat. The man who invented multi-tracking and the electric guitar.
It's the Les Paul Show. Yes, we call it the Les Paul Show with Mary Ford. You can call it transcribed because here it is, hot out of a recording machine. And here's the guitar himself, Les Paul.
Hi. Well, I've got my guitar and I'm here. I guess I ought to mention that my name is Les Paul, and that the other half of the act, my wife, Mary, she's usually here to sing some songs, but something's happened. Well, she just hasn't showed, so I'll carry on the best I can. A couple of things are missing tonight. One is my invention, the Les Pulverizer. That's a gadget I invented. I've been using it on the show here. By plugging my electric guitar into it, it makes it, it multiplies it until I have a full orchestra of guitars. And if you sing into it, it makes one voice into 15, 20, or as many as you can stand. Well, they're both missing, and I'll be doggone if I know what's happened. Now, if someone hadn't stole my electric Les Pulverizer, I'd be sitting here strumming this one guitar and it'd sound like six. It's a good old tune. Remember Avalon? Sure wish Mary'd get here and she could help me find that high-volt rustler who stole my gadget. I guess I'll stay on this. It sounds good. To be sitting around here with just one microphone, trying to be a normal individual, one guitar. You know, now that I think of it, Mary's been acting kind of strange lately, asking a lot of questions about that invention of mine, and she's been making a lot of trips down. Say, I'll bet you I know where she is. Wait a minute. Excuse me, folks. Mary! Mary!
Are you calling me, Les?
Mary, are you down in the basement? Well, how do you like that? You can't trust these women. Mary Ford, you get up here this minute with my pulverizer.
Okay, I'm coming up. I didn't know you were looking for me.
Les! How corny can you get? And Mary, quit twisting those dials.
What happens if I turn this dial?
What?
What'd you say?
I was gonna say, leave that dial alone.
Your voice is definitely too high.
Oh, me.
Well, hello, Amos. Where's Andy?
Mary, I'm telling you, you're going to bust something.
Hey, here's one I haven't tried.
Mary!
Would you repeat that?
Mary!
What is it, Jack?
Hmm.
What a commotion. Why does everything have to happen to me? Wonder if Edison or Benjamin Franklin went through a thing like this.
Benjamin Franklin was a great man. He discovered electricity.
He did, huh? Well, what about the guy that discovered the meter? He's the one that made all the money. The best thing you can do is loosen up those straps and take that Les pulverizer off your back. And don't forget to pull the AC plug out of the wall before you get a shock.
Never mind.
Here, let me help you with that.
I got it on and I can wiggle out of it.
If you aren't a sight for sore eyes trying to wiggle out of that gadget, you look like a hula dancer.
Do I really?
Oh, Mary. Your act's so silly.
Now with my Mary Forderizer, I throw this switch, and now I'm three. Come on, Les, grab a guitar. I'll make you sound like four Fred Warings.
Well, he doesn't even play the guitar. He plays the banjo. Is Tom Swift's electric grandmother, Mary Ford. Yes. Mary, my advice to you is to toss a guitar over your back to protect yourself from buckshot and head west in a boat loaded with pineapple for that beautiful island.
Les, help me, help!
What, Mary, what's the matter?
I don't know. Your machinery is starting to smoke and I can't get it off my back. Undo the straps, Les.
Come on over here and I'll help you. Didn't I tell you something would happen?
Yes, Les, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Please hurry, please.
And you promise never again to fool with my inventions?
Yes, I promise.
And will you remember that it's the Les pulverizer and not the Mary Forderizer?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, turn around. Oh, there you are.
Thank heavens, I'll never do this again.
Well, that'll teach you to stay away from my inventions. Well, now to grab my guitar here. Got to plug it into the Les pulverizer. I got to set all these dials over again. You twisted them and you were going haywire. Now, let me see. I got to do this. There you are. Now, I'll put a wire on here. Oh, here's the trouble. There you are. Three guitars. Still isn't any bass, so there's something. Oh, here it is. Now watch the bass. Yeah, that's better. Boy, this thing is sure messed up. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, this is a good tune, you know? Maybe the folks would like to hear it all the way through. Thank you.
That was good. What was the name of it?
Where or When.
I liked it.
Mary, tell me, as my wife, are you tired of playing second fiddle to the guitar?
If it were just your guitar, it wouldn't be so bad, but having our lives centered around these crazy electrical gadgets...
I think I see your point. I've just made a decision. I'm through with electronics. No more electrical gadgets for me.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, I've felt for a long time that you've been fed up with this stuff, so I've decided to call it quits.
Well, good.
Which reminds me, why did you ever go down in the basement with that gadget in the first place?
Well, I thought if the thing could make one guitar sound like six...
Yes?
I could plug in my new Hoover vacuum cleaner and clean the house six times as fast.
Yes, you would think of something like that.
And by equalizing the output and connecting the grid of the two...
I understand. Thank you, Miss Vacuum Cleaner of 1950. Now she pauses in her work to sing a song that swept the nation a few years back. I'll see you in my dreams.
The corn's sure popping now.
Here's your broom, gal. Sing.
Now?
Now.
I'll see you in my dream. Hold you in my dream. Someone took you.
Well, thank you, Les, but I can't take the credit.
I stand here
and sing into a microphone, and there's 12 other voices on there I had nothing to do with.
No.
You're over there turning your dials and fooling with wires and playing the guitar.
More electric wires for me. I'm done with them, believe me.
I can't believe you're
serious. I'm going to join Wires Anonymous.
Oh, but Les, you'd miss all that.
No. I made up my mind, so you can help me by not mentioning anything about it. I'm done. Someone's at the door. Would you answer it, please? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I was talking about electrical gadgets. Well, I'm going to join this club, Wires Anonymous. That's quite a place. No wire, no electronics. Don't dare mention it.
It's Western Union, Les.
Oh?
Are you Les Paul?
Yeah.
I have a wire for you.
Wire? Don't even mention that name around here. Who sent you, Alvino Ray? Good night, folks.
Good night.
You've been listening to The Les Paul Show, a transcribed...
All right, very cool stuff from... about 63 years ago, Les Paul and Mary Ford. That was the very first broadcast of the Les Paul Show. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And following up on Les Paul, I have a segment that is called What's in the Box? Now, usually going to go into a box set that I haven't opened yet or haven't listened to yet, but I have to admit, this time, indeed, I have. It's The New Sound by Les Paul. It was released on Capitol Records, and I think it was released sometime in the early 1950s. There's really not a whole lot of information in it, but there are some liner notes on the back. It says, looking for something bright and different? Well then, here's the music for you. Understandable, melodic, free from dissonant modernisms, and yet unusual enough to halt conversation in even the most sophisticated gatherings while it is played. For this is Les Paul and his new sound. Okay, we're going to play one of the 45s that is in this box set. It's a tune called Brazil.
Thank you. listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, analog culture in a digital world.
Very cool set of thrift shop tunes for you. Sven Hammond Soul from Norway with Svugaloo. After that, Gianna Mazza and La Gang. Then friend Fred Van Zegveld, the tune called Daffodil from his Dynamite LP, recorded back in 1969. And that was the International Studio Orchestra with Garden of Eden. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World. Well, anyone who's listened to this show for any length of time or who has perhaps stumbled across Mystery Science Radio knows that I absolutely love the song MacArthur Park. And MacArthur Park was, of course, written by Jimmy Webb. It was first recorded by Richard Harris after Harris met Webb at a fundraiser in East Los Angeles back in 1967. And Webb had been invited to provide the musical backdrop at the piano at the fundraiser. Out of the blue, Harris, who had just starred and performed in the film Camelot, suggested to him that he wanted to release a record, and Webb didn't take it seriously until he received a telegram from Harris later saying, "Please come to London and begin the project." So after exhaustively listening to all of Webb's compositions, Richard Harris chose MacArthur Park for his pop music debut. Now, if you've listened to the Radio Thrift Shop at all in the past, you also know I do a segment called the Trio Sonata, which is three interpretations of one song. Well, today we're going to do the MacArthur Park Quintet. Yes, five versions for your edification of MacArthur Park. We're going to start off with Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed. Thank you.
Thank you. was never waiting for his girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love soft, even I'll like a strip of golden sand. MacArthur's Park is a-melting in the dark. All the sweet cream ice is flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. Well, I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no. All the yellow cotton dress flowing like a wave on the ground around your knees. Birds like tender babies in your hands, like an old man playing checkers like the trees. MacArthur's Park is a-melting in the dark. All the sweet cream icing's flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. Well, I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Arthur's Park is a-melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing's flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. Well, I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Whoa.
All right, there's your set of MacArthur's Park here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, looking out the window here in New London, it's the Sunday deluge. Rainy and windy. Anyways, we heard Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed Then we heard Raimonde's Magic Organ. That sounds almost unspeakable. Woody Herman, Beggar's Opera, and Hugo Montenegro. I want to say thank you for listening. We keep tripping up and down the dusty aisles of music from 1900 to the present. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, don't get distracted by a culture in decline.